This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The Massachusetts House has backed away from a call for the state to start over in its review of medical marijuana dispensary applications, but House leaders are recommending that the State Department of Public Health stop and make some changes before continuing what they say is a flawed process. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
House leaders and the Patrick administration have been trading comments and letters for several weeks about errors the Department of Public Health did not catch before clearing 20 medical marijuana dispensary applications for provisional licenses. In the latest twist, the House is saying, hold on, go back, take a look at those 20 plus 8 additional applicants who met the state's cutoff score. Jeffrey Sanchez, House Chairman of the Joint Committee on Public Health, sent a letter with these recommendations and some additional questions to the department yesterday.
We want to make sure that we are responsible to this voter-approved law that was passed and that we're able to identify any problems relative to who these folks are.
Before Sanchez sent the letter, House Speaker Robert DeLeo told the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce that he doesn't know why DPH checked some information, but not all the paperwork, before narrowing the list of applicants.
My problem is I would have preferred that you do all the vetting up front before any decisions are made.
The Department of Public Health issued a statement saying it will continue to work with the legislature and will consider the recommendations in an effort to, quote, ensure a thorough and transparent licensing process. But the department and the House are overlooking the main objection raised by those who weren't selected. That's the way applications were scored. Joshua Resnick is part of a group that had hoped to open a dispensary in East Boston.
Much more needs to be done to a process that's revealing itself to be flawed and inadequate in every respect.
Resnick and his group have asked DPH to recalculate their score. Several other groups who were rejected have filed suit against the state. But while some applicants are fighting to overturn the application process, others with provisional approval have millions invested in leases, planned renovations, and growing facilities where they anticipated planting marijuana next month. And with all this wrangling, patients are left wondering if they will, as the state has said, be able to purchase marijuana at a legal dispensary sometime this summer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.